Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about their jobs. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the place where each speaker works. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the reason why each speaker likes their job. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Pause the recording for 45 seconds. You'll need to play the recording twice. Speaker 1.
The research lab I work in is part of the medical school at the uni. It's on the edge of the campus next to the main library. I studied zoology with a view to becoming a wildlife photographer and flying all over the world. But somehow that hasn't happened. My working hours are quite long in that sometimes I have to go in to check on experiments in the evenings. That makes me envy my flatmate, who's a hotel administrator and has managed to arrange things so she only does the morning shift. Our flat's halfway between both our workplaces. The people I work with are lovely. They're all really funny. She's got more chances of promotion than I have, though.
Speaker 2.
This is a great place to work because it's right beside the railway station where I arrive in the mornings. I can get up at 8:15 and still be at my desk by 9, which is brilliant. I've always wanted to spend my life as a creative person, writing a novel or something, and I haven't given up hope of that, so I don't think I want to stay here forever. I fancy working in a library, where I fondly imagine I'd have opportunities to read a lot and further my own writing ambitions. In the meantime, though, I'm quite enjoying the experience of helping people who come into the office to plan their holiday trips.
Speaker 3.
It's not a bad job, though most people think stacking shelves must be pretty boring. But I have nice co-workers, and at least I have plenty of time while I'm doing it to think about my university dissertation, and then I can get on with writing it up when I'm at home. My last job was as a nursing auxiliary on a geriatric ward, and that was very rewarding. I really felt that I was helping people. It was hard work, though, and I had no energy left after my shift. In this job, I can opt to work in the evenings and then write up my research when I'm fresher during the day.
Speaker 4.
It's quite a boring job at the moment. I used to be a hospital porter, and then every day was different, which you certainly couldn't say about the work here. I meet a variety of people, but all I do is sell them train tickets. They're often hot and bothered and burdened with luggage and can be quite short-tempered if they're affected by delays or cancellations. I've decided to stick it, though, because there are some good managerial posts here and I'll be eligible to apply for one of those soon. That'd be more satisfying work. If I don't get one, then I'll think about moving on somewhere, perhaps to a travel agency or something like that.
Speaker 5.
As a kid, I planned to become a train driver, an airline pilot, or a brain surgeon, and I certainly never expected I'd end up in this job. I never cared much for reading when I was younger. I work in the main city branch. It's next to a hotel with a coffee shop that some colleagues and I often pop into at lunchtime. Whenever we have a break, we're usually planning what to do with our annual leave. That's more generous than in any other job I've done, especially now that I've been promoted. Also, the pay's quite good, so I've been able to do a lot of travelling since I've been working here.
Speaker 1.
The research lab I work in is part of the medical school at the uni. It's on the edge of the campus next to the main library. I studied zoology with a view to becoming a wildlife photographer and flying all over the world. But somehow that hasn't happened. My working hours are quite long in that sometimes I have to go in to check on experiments in the evenings. That makes me envy my flatmate, who's a hotel administrator and has managed to arrange things so she only does the morning shift. Our flat's halfway between both our workplaces. The people I work with are lovely. They're all really funny. She's got more chances of promotion than I have, though.
Speaker 2.
This is a great place to work because it's right beside the railway station where I arrive in the mornings. I can get up at 8:15 and still be at my desk by 9, which is brilliant. I've always wanted to spend my life as a creative person, writing a novel or something, and I haven't given up hope of that, so I don't think I want to stay here forever. I fancy working in a library, where I fondly imagine I'd have opportunities to read a lot and further my own writing ambitions. In the meantime, though, I'm quite enjoying the experience of helping people who come into the office to plan their holiday trips.
Speaker 3.
It's not a bad job, though most people think stacking shelves must be pretty boring. But I have nice co-workers, and at least I have plenty of time while I'm doing it to think about my university dissertation, and then I can get on with writing it up when I'm at home. My last job was as a nursing auxiliary on a geriatric ward, and that was very rewarding. I really felt that I was helping people. It was hard work, though, and I had no energy left after my shift. In this job, I can opt to work in the evenings and then write up my research when I'm fresher during the day.
Speaker 4.
It's quite a boring job at the moment. I used to be a hospital porter, and then every day was different, which you certainly couldn't say about the work here. I meet a variety of people, but all I do is sell them train tickets. They're often hot and bothered and burdened with luggage and can be quite short-tempered if they're affected by delays or cancellations. I've decided to stick it, though, because there are some good managerial posts here and I'll be eligible to apply for one of those soon. That'd be more satisfying work. If I don't get one, then I'll think about moving on somewhere, perhaps to a travel agency or something like that.
Speaker 5.
As a kid, I planned to become a train driver, an airline pilot, or a brain surgeon, and I certainly never expected I'd end up in this job. I never cared much for reading when I was younger. I work in the main city branch. It's next to a hotel with a coffee shop that some colleagues and I often pop into at lunchtime. Whenever we have a break, we're usually planning what to do with our annual leave. That's more generous than in any other job I've done, especially now that I've been promoted. Also, the pay's quite good, so I've been able to do a lot of travelling since I've been working here.